Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you and ask for you to do it big. Trust me. Listen, we're here every Monday through Friday coaching you on how you can master the marketplace, the kingdom way. You better get people on this call. They can dial in just like you did to 602-753-1848, or they can listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/success with Nicola. It is just a hunch that you are going to want to go back and listen to this series. Go to successwithnicola.com, click on Power Start Call, and you can go back and review what we're talking about on this series. I am becoming a real boss leader. There's a few questions we're going to be asking you on today. Number one, if you're not becoming a real boss leader, then who are you becoming? We said that you've got to review. You got to be willing to do an assessment of yourself. You got to renew your mind. I gave a list of books that are some powerful mindset books, and I got tons more. My library is extremely vast, and I learned that from my first millionaire mentor, who is also a kingdom builder. And I'm going to be giving that list. I'm going to create a doc and get that list to you guys. Then now after that, you got to run the game. You got to run the play. Are you doing your business in a systematic way? Are you doing your business in a systematic way? Ask yourself, are you doing your business in a systematic way? Are you running the play? We're going to go deep into that on today. You want to come in the queue. And our scripture is going to be coming out of the book Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 33. We've got to go to the Lord right now because he made the rules to the playbook. If you follow them, you'll win and stay winning. Even when people think you're losing, you're learning. We've got to get the right perspective. So let's go to the Lord together. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today because this is a day you've made. And oh my gosh, what a wondrous, wondrous miracle that you're giving us each and every day. So many times, oh Father God, we take this gift of time for granted. On today, oh dear Lord, we ask that your servant increase as your Holy Spirit increase like never before. As you unlock the mysteries to those who cry out to Abba, Father, and mean it. We're thankful, oh Father God, that you are given a transfer not only of wealth, but the power and authority to those who truly love you and will stay focused on your system, your way, your will. We're thankful, oh Father God, that those under the sound of my voice, let them stand still just as heaven and earth is standing still in this Kairos moment as they are committing, truly committing and deciding, truly deciding to do it your way. We're going out to do these great exploits in your name. And they will not be confused as to who has sent us. We'll lift your name up on high. We commit to never be acknowledged without you first being acknowledged. We're thanking you, oh Father God, for all that you've done, all that you're going to do for those who have a heart for you. It is my prayer, oh Father God, that we come against anything that will try to obstruct. We cancel the assignment of the enemy over anyone who truly down for you. We honor you. We bless you. We want to seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So good morning. Good morning. Good morning, family. Good morning to you. And we're talking about running the play. Running the play. And so if we go now to Deuteronomy 5 and 33, I want you to pay attention, close attention, and I want you to write this question down before I read the scripture. Lord, what does this mean for me? It says, you shall walk in the ways which the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live and that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess. I want to read this when we start talking about running the play. And I want to read it also in the New International Version, because sometimes that was the New King James Version that I read to you, and I want you to hear this here in the New International Version. It says, walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live and prosper and prolong your days in the land that you will possess. How long do you want to win? The first play that we have to run is God's way. The pure heart, clean hands will help you tremendously with that, where your focus, which I'm asking you this next question. See, the reason why I'm asking you the question, I know that we are made in the likeness and of the image of the Most High God. And you have a spirit, you have your soul, and you have your physical or your flesh. And so the soul in between is the decision center. The decision center, your mind, your will, your intellect. It's the decision center. And decisions are all about choices. I need you to pay attention very closely to what I'm talking about here. The scripture tells us to do what God said for you to do. You might say, but I don't talk with God like that. I don't know what he told me to do. If you get quiet, you will know what he told you to do, and he's been telling you to do it. However, you're choosing to do it another way. God is a systematic God. Everything in decency and in order. Everything has its place. And so you think about that. You're talking about God who created the universe. Is that a system? Our body, is that a system? The solar system, the ecosystem, is that a system? So obviously, he has a way to create wealth. He has a way to create wealth. And I'm going to tell you this because of my studies, that I am not a guru, I'm not all that. I need you to know I just love God so much that I ask a lot of questions, and he said, hey, if you ain't asking, I ain't answering. If you ain't knocking, you ain't seeking or whatever, ain't nothing for me to open no door to. You don't want to know. You good. You smart. You smart in the fifth grade. Listen, this is what I need you to know. Network marketing, there's a system. And we know the acronym system. It says save yourself time, energy, and money. Ask to ask you something. How much time do you really have? How much time do you really have? The words say we don't know nor the day nor the hour. How much time do you really have? I'm gonna make some sense out of some nonsense for some people here when we start talking about a system that people may believe that they don't need to do. How much time do you have? The next question is, what is your focus? You can't be in such a rush to be seen, acknowledged, your name called, that you miss the steps and don't follow the system. People who don't follow the system, they're wasting time, energy, and money. The system is designed to save you time, energy, and money. Dr. Monroe would always say, anytime someone don't know the use of a thing, abuse will occur. So if you don't know the use of the system where it's supposed to save yourself time, energy, and money, you're going to abuse the system or just not use it. And then you're going to waste time, energy. So the question was, how much time do you have? And what is your focus? And the third question is, what should your focus be? We're running a play. And I need you to know that even when you start thinking about time, everyone gets 24. But you don't know if you're going to get 7 more, do you? Everybody, you say 24/7. How do you know that you got 7 more days? How do you know? We've got to run the play in the system. There's 7 basic steps to network marketing. I have it inside of our system with our team. It should be rigid and enforced, is who I heard rigid and enforced by a top network marketing training. Mr. Eric Worre will be with him this weekend, him and his beautiful wife at the Most Powerful Women in Network Marketing, where I'll be blessed to train on how to promote events. And I think something else they're having me do. But all I'm telling you this, 7 steps. I don't care what company you're in. You can make your little tweaks and have your little cute words around it. But if you're not doing these 7 things, and then if you're not even having other people on your team rigidly doing these 7 things, you're not a leader. Why? Because you're only a leader if someone's following. Well, how do you become a leader? First, be the example. Super simple. Super simple. Super simple. Become the leader first by being the example. And creating the results and giving someone a pathway where they can create results, bam, you're in the game to become a real boss leader. Let's talk about this. Promoting your business. How are you doing that? How are you getting eyes on you? Inviting and marketing your business is called network marketing. If you don't have a network and you're not consistently building a network and you're not marketing consistently, inviting and marketing your business, you're not doing network marketing. You're just in a business. Well, how about that? You're not even in a business. You're just in. Promote. Invite and market, and you want to use a systematic way of how you invite and promote. So I'm sure, you know, for our team, we even tell you, hey, if you market yourself in social media in this way, you're within the system. So we don't want you to market yourself as you are a professional, you're an influencer, and then you go and flip the script and you're doing things that are unprofessional. that's not in the system that's taking you to success. The way you speak, if you're using a script, if the script is a framework that you say this first, second, third, because it was already pre-thought, so that it says you're taking the prospect down a particular path where your end result that you're desiring is either a yes or you want them to now open you up to their network. It's just that simple. Promote. So we give a way. We say, hey, you want to promote, you want to motivate people, you want to educate them, let them know that you are an influencer. You're a little bit deeper than just what you got on your clothes or what you're driving or where you live. You're a little bit deeper than that because it's the mind. Inside the mind is where the money is made, the mindset. That's why we renewed the mind. Your lifestyle, how you live. Lifestyle is not all about I'm rich and I'm balling till I'm dropping and what have your lifestyle is. What about your family life? It's how you live. What about your family life? What's important to you? Because now you're going to start attracting your tribe. People who would identify with you, that it will now become synergistic in leadership. Edification, that is going without saying. Some people break the system with de-edification and they think that's how they're going to win. I am going to go up by putting somebody else down. I am going to go up. I'm bigger by trying to tell people that other people are smaller. That's not the system. People want to be around positive people. Let me tell you something. Fish can only swim in muddy waters, but for so long. Negativity just don't feel good. And I'm going to tell you something. Most people do things based off of how they feel. They literally even buy based off of how you made them feel. They'll back it by logic later. This is why the pure heart would always make people feel good. Clean hands will make them keep feeling good. Listen, you ain't going to always vibe with everybody because everybody is not your tribe. So you don't have to try to be somebody else other than who you are. Because you're going to waste some energy doing that, I promise you, exposing. You got to now let people see. Exposing. You got to let them see what is it that you're talking about. What is it that you're excited about? I know we're creating a whole little launch movement, and we'll get down to that area a little bit further. But, you know, you want to have people see what it is and experience and hear what it is that you're offering, your product or your service. You've got to do that consistently. And the more people do that, that you get to see that, is the more people now that you have being able to talk about who you are, what you have, whatever, and they may not enroll directly, but they may now send people your way. I can't tell you how recently I've been having top network marketers in the industry sending me people saying, Nicola will take care of you. Yesterday I had a talk with a gentleman, and he said, listen, this is a young lady who's been working with me for 8 years. I know that she has a lot of potential. I want you to help her with the service that you have. But let me tell you something. She needs some mentoring, and I've been watching you closely. And I believe you're the mentor for her. I said, she's been with you for 8 years, and you're telling me, yes, I hope that she sees value in what you have. I believe you will be the right person to mentor her into top leadership. I know that she has it, but I don't believe I have what she needs. And she's been with me for 8 years. And you come highly recommended. This is not the first, nor second, nor third, nor fourth, nor fifth time this is happening, where people would literally send me people that could actually be enrolling in their business and say, Nicola, I believe that you are the person for this person. From the way I promote, because when people now, if they can't talk to you, don't you know they're watching you before they call you? Step number three, you got to get a response. When they're checking you out, what are they seeing? Get a response. You got to follow up. Give a call back. Let's say if you're running late, what have you, follow up. Let the person know, listen, I can't get back with you right now, but is this time good? I'm actually taking care of this. Is this time good? Had another call with a gentleman. Him and I have been missing each other. I said, listen, it's extremely, extremely important. We got to connect. I'm sorry. It's just been crazy for me. But how else can we connect? And you can get the response using the 5-question close. We have that. Why? Because these questions are leading you to the end result. You want to ask 3 questions. You want to ask 1 question. You don't want to ask no question, but are you enrolling right now? The next thing is, what about getting an expert? You closing in a scope that you're not good at. I tell you one thing. If you're about to talk to a particular personality or a particular person that's in a certain industry, what have you, a third-party validation is where it's at. Let me tell you something. Why? Let me give you an example of big business doing third-party validation. Have you ever heard of a thing called an infomercial? If you were to watch an infomercial, the infomercial, they expose a little bit. They'll tell you a little bit about the product with this soft, beautiful voice or this voice that sounds so trusting. But what really sells in an infomercial are the people who use the product or the people who already had experience with whatever it is they're talking about. The third-party validation is always powerful. They can get the information from one source and then the validation from the next source. And then you start building up a huge fortune if you do more follow-up. 85% of sales are closing the follow-up. And people say, I tried, and I'm not getting anybody to join. And then later on, you hear people say, oh, my gosh, I taught this person 3 months ago, but they weren't ready 3 months earlier for you, but they're ready now. Just make sure when they come looking for you, you're still doing the same thing. Oh, I don't do that no more, but let me tell you about this next deal I got going on. Oh, yeah, that was good. But wait, hold on. You said it was the best when you did the presentation, but now it's just good. We are trying to help you become solid people. An unstable man or woman is unstable. Their mind, you're unstable everywhere, all over the place. Number 4, now you want to go ahead and you want to start enrolling people. I can tell you right now, the launch is a powerful way to expose where you're getting a person, especially when they, after they enroll in the business, and you want to get them on a line. I'm going to tell you something. Yesterday alone, I did 2 launches, one on a call and one via a webinar. Both of them were slam dunks. One of them, it was like we had a party on the call. Launch system. The gentleman never did network marketing before, but he has an extensive network. By the time he started to share how we met, a story that connected, by the time now he shared how we met and he edified and said why he's doing what he's doing. And then he followed exactly what I said. Tell him this is why I got you on the line, these few group of people. Guess what? I did the presentation. By the time I was done, we said any questions. They went crazy on the line. There was one young lady who was like, oh, my gosh, I saw you at the Heartbeat then. I was looking for your number, what have you. I'm so glad I found you again, whatever. And then the rest of the people, everybody chiming in from all over the nation. And one of the ladies on the line, I got to post it there. She is a songstress. And she said, oh, wow, we came across your stuff. She has 1 million views to a song she was singing. And she has 1 million views. And we tell her, okay, well, now we know what we're going to do with that one right there. We're going to have you singing something else. We gonna edify and promote you. And you had people on the line that are doing huge things, and it was like a party on the line. But you do all of that and you don't get the response, you don't follow up, you don't, okay, you might say send the link. Okay, well, what's the next step? If you didn't roll, are you gonna follow up? Hey, with the script, what stood out the most for you? Who can do that? Anyone who wants. Who can do that? Anyone who wants to. Who can do the script, the 5? Anyone who wants to can do it. Lou. You get people enrolled and then you just enroll and leave them. Nobody's saying you got to hold anybody's hand all the way. Some people are expecting way too much. But you enroll them and you put them in the system immediately. Oh, no, nah, you got your own group. Huh? Are we serious right now? You put them in a group and you have limited experience at what you do, and you put them in the group to only get what you got. when you have it. Instead of where the masses are winning, where the system is tight and right and being followed. This is going to reinforce what you've said, what you presented to them. You're not in the business by yourself, not for yourself, and not by yourself, and all this little stuff. Listen, all I'm telling you right now is you got to plug people into the main system. I feel like New Edition right now. People on the main line, Mr. Telephone Man. Listen, I need you guys to get the people in the system. Because now, if you're not doing the system and you put people and they're not in the system, now you done wasted their time, energy, and money. And then the system should be your services or your product using it. You can't believe something that eventually you have not experienced. This brings confidence. You might not have made a lot of money, but maybe you got a result with the service or the system. This will keep people in the incubator, keep growing, giving them hope. You want them to believe only what you say. They don't even believe what God say. How they gonna believe only what you say? They don't even believe what God say. You got to be a product of the product and get people started right. Play full out. Run the play. The system. Get them in the groups. Get them on the calls. Get them. People say, I got to get on calls. Well, how else you going to learn what you need to learn? I got to go to a meeting. Well, where else you going to learn what you need to learn? I got to get trained. Well, how are you going to become a true boss leader if you don't want to do nothing but enroll? How is that going to happen? How? I don't want to do nothing, but I want everything. How is that going to happen? I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't make the system. I just follow it. And you got to get trained. I don't want to be trained. Train and invest and train. Oh, wow, I'm going to go to this one, but I ain't going to that one. But I want to be a millionaire. I got your spot. I haven't seen people point at me, say, I'm coming for you. What are you coming for me? What are you coming for me for? What is that about? What are you coming for me for? You ain't got your own goals? You don't have your own vision? God ain't told you that you are unique. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Hadn't he said that? You ain't got to come for me. What you need to do is get focused on the system and get what God has for you. Let's open up the call. Let's open up the call. He got a lot for you on today. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. 407, last 47017. Good morning to you. God bless you.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Nicole Latoya in Orlando.
Oh, you be right first. Good morning, Latoya.
Yes, well, I listen. You said, hey, you told us a while ago you need to participate. So I'm listening and definitely, you know, trying to do that. I was a little worried, like, oh, am I going to be talking every day? But, hey.
I don't know. There's a lot of people hopping in here right now. They ain't following the system. They wasting people's time, energy, and money. And they say, ooh, real boss leader, we getting rocked up. What's going on, Latoya?
Yes. Well, this is just beautiful and great, and I'm really looking at all the questions, especially that one, you know, Lord, what does this mean for me? So I'm really, really analyzing that because beyond anything, I want to definitely be in his will. And every time you talk to us about a pure heart, clean hands, that just resonates with me, and that's something that I speak to myself, you know, every day, because we're handling God's people. Although we're in business, it's handling God's people. And I want to do that appropriately. So I just appreciate these teachings. I really appreciate this one because I am becoming a real boss leader and I want to do it God's way and I want to do it right. And another thing that just stopped to me today was, you know, you talk about the system and the network marketing system. And then you said, but God is a God of system. So it's like, oh, like, you know that. But then when you said it, it was like, aha. Like, so we have to follow the system. We have to follow his system first, and then when we do that, every other system, you know,
there
will be
go.
Easy to do. So just thank you. You are so welcome.
You hit the nail right on the head. If you have a problem with following God and his system, you're going to have a problem with authority. You're going to have a problem with accountability. You're going to have a problem with when iron is sharpening you. You're going to have a problem with correction. All right, somebody. 267, last four, 0737. They all go together. You watch it. Do your checklist. You're going to have to reboot. Come listen to this call one more time. Good morning. 267, last four. Let's see. That call is a little bit too loud. We're going to go to 347-7309. Good morning.
Good morning. It's such a blessing to be able to speak with you guys. This is Marquita from Jersey City, and I'm with Miss Rushy Jones, my mentor, my leader, and a true team player. I would just love to say I appreciate this call every morning, and I know that what you're saying is so true. And one of my when I had to reevaluate and review what I'm doing and why I'm and what I should continue to do is I said, if I gave a job 12 years of my life, came mm-hmm. out with absolutely nothing, what is it the problem? Why can't do this here and get a better result? So my objective here is to stay plugged in, to continue to push forward, continue to pace, continue to set my goals, continue to expose, and to go to every event that I possibly can go to. Now, I know I want to go to the June event. I'm going to make a way to get there. But the thing is, I'm going to stay focused on what I have at the present time, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Go to my meetings and do what I'm supposed to do on a regular day by following the system and getting my three-way calls. It's just that simple right now.
Wow, let me tell you something. You said something, sister. I know it's blessing some people. There are some people that have been in, in employment or jobs, what have you, and that's the stop. I will never be the one to say, oh, you don't need a job. I'm not that network marketer. That's ridiculous. If my mother didn't have a job, she wouldn't have been able to take care of her four children. That's ridiculous. But now that you're in a business, the expectations that most people have from their jobs are so little, but the expectations from the business, even without them putting in the time, energy, or even the money that they put in their jobs. There's some people that live in certain cities that they got to pay $100, $200, $300 a month just to park a car to go get to a job that may still not be meeting all of their needs.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it on autopilot. And you tell them, and not sure when are they going to get a promotion, if they're going to get a promotion, and you tell them you got to invest in yourself and your business and your training, and if you keep doing what you're doing, it's inevitable that you will be successful, and they'll scratch their head in doubt. Even with the proof right in front of them. Sometimes the proof is telling them this is how you do it, and they are in the back of their mind and their soul saying, it must be something more to this. I don't think you're telling me everything. You couldn't be telling me everything. It couldn't be that simple. Oh, they holding something back. Oh, I couldn't get them on that three-way call. Oh, they said do three. I couldn't get them. Where your script? Oh, I don't know where the script. Oh, where that's at again? Where you find that at? When somebody asks me where you find something that's on the welcome letter, they didn't even open their business in the box. They didn't look at the welcome letter to say, you go get this first. The system, family, man, it'll help you be on point. I love you. Listen, guys, we got to run the play. And inside of the play, you'll find a few other things like pace to win the race. I can tell you this. You've got to have the reinforcement. How many times have you tried to learn something and you learned it the first time? Almost never. You've got to stay in training. You've got to stay renewing your mind. You've got to stay connected to a source of truth. That's why I tell y'all, pick up that Bible and go back and say, Nicole, you saying something crazy. No, 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 no. I got all my sense. I can tell you something. Ain't nothing but God that I do with all the things I've been through. But I got all my sense. I'm in my right mind, and I can give that credit to God. I definitely can't give it to men because they'll try to run you crazy if they can. I need you to hear me. I'm obedient to what God has told me for his people. And God wants you to win. Stop whining. Go out there. Work the system. Seek out the system. Print it out for yourself. Don't ask nobody to send it to you. And start rolling that system. Run the play. I love you.